Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you've turned your radio dial again to join us for a few moments of Bible study together. I invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with me to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 11, as we're going to study about the future events that Jesus foretold when he was speaking to his disciples in Matthew 24, the future events that are going to take place as Jesus was telling them about the time of great tribulation, such as judgments like the world has never seen, and the seven-year period of time in which a man would rise up on the scene to unite the world into a one-world government. And during the first 3.5 years, he would go about uniting the world together. And in the midst of that period of time, he would move into the city of Jerusalem and will move into the holy place of the new temple that Israel will have rebuilt during that first 3.5 years after they made a covenant with this man to protect them for 7 years. He will move into that temple, and he will declare himself that he is God. And then we see the last 3.5 years will be a time of terrible and awful judgment that will occur. Now, during this 7-year period of time, there are going to be two men, two witnesses, who will witness for Almighty God and will stand up outside there in the city of Jerusalem, and they will have power given to them. Revelation chapter 11, verse 3, And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. That's 3.5 years. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth, and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. And there will be those who will try to kill them, and who will try to hurt them. But they will be given supernatural power by Almighty God, because they are his witnesses, and he will protect them, and will give them this ability to kill anyone with fire that will come forth out of their mouths to devour their enemies. Verse 6, These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. You see, these two witnesses of God are going to be given supernatural power because their goal is to open the eyes of men, women, boys, and girls to the true and living God and to their need to turn from false gods to worship the true and the living God. And verse 7, And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit, this is the man who will make that covenant with Israel, that 7-year treaty, and will break it after 3.5 years. We see that he will come. Notice the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. They will die, and their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. He makes it clear and plain that Jerusalem, which has become so wicked and so vile by the people living in it, that it's called Sodom and that it's called Egypt because of the rebellion of Sodom against Almighty God and the judgment God brought brought, and because of Egypt and their rebellion against God and the judgment He brought on Egypt, where also the Lord was crucified, the city of Jerusalem, verse 9, and they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in the graves. You see, beloved, the whole world will see this. And now in this day and age we're living in, we see how this is a reality and can be understood because of television. Television and worldwide broadcasts that are now made, and worldwide viewing of events that occur in other places around the world. The whole world will be able to see the dead bodies of these two prophets. And notice there will be a celebration because of the death of these two prophets. Verse 10, they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt upon the earth. It will be a time of great celebration as the wicked, ungodly people on the face of the earth will celebrate the death of these two witnesses. But notice verse 11, beloved, God is not through yet. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Yes, beloved, this awesome and amazing occurrence will take place as God will restore life to these two dead bodies, and they will receive life, and the bodies and the flesh will come upon them again, and they will stand and will ascend into heaven, and all the world will see this amazing and awesome thing that will occur as these two prophets of God, these two witnesses of God, ascend back into the heavens. And then verse 13, the same hour that this great event occurred, there was a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city of Jerusalem, the tenth part fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men, 7,000 people will die in that earthquake. And the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven and said, Truly there is a God in heaven, and truly He does rule over the affairs of men. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And thus we see the seventh angel now begins to prepare to sound and blow his trumpet, and we see the woe and the judgment that will occur. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and forever. Here we see the terrible and awesome occurrence of this seventh angel and the voices of heaven and the sounds that are heard as they declare the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats in heaven fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give Thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because Thou hast taken to Thee Thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and Thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that Thou shouldest give reward unto Thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear Thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in His temple the Ark of the Covenant, and there were lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and great hail. Oh, beloved, you talk about a fearful and a terrible and an awful time to live upon the face of the earth. But these things are going to occur, and these things are going to take place. And now we read some of the other things that will be taking place during this terrible time of judgment and trouble upon the earth. Chapter 12 tells about seven different personages that will appear and will be during the tribulation period. Verse 1, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. This is a passage looking back to the nation of Israel, who have 12 different tribes. And the moon and the stars, we've talked about this previously over in the book of Genesis. This is one reason we know the Bible is true, because the Bible interprets itself and explains itself. And so, beloved, these events, there appeared, verse 3, another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. This is speaking of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice verse 5, the woman brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared for of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. This is looking back to Revelation, or to Matthew rather, Matthew chapter 24, as the Lord Jesus described about when this man would stand in the holy place, this man of iniquity. And verse 16 of Matthew 24, then let them that be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in winter, when the rains come, and when the wadis or the valleys are filled with water, because that's where they would have to flee, down the valleys. Neither on the Sabbath day, because under their Jewish belief they could only travel so far. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And that's what we're reading about here, as he describes that the woman, verse 6 of Revelation 12, the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. That's the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, where God will protect this remnant of Israel there in there near Jerusalem and near Judea and near the country of Israel. God has a place that He will protect them. Till next time, goodbye.